This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Funnel Down Defense Podcast. We have not published in a while, and that's because we're working on some tweaks and some things that we've... we have found that have worked, especially coming out of the pandemic, but some pluses and minuses. We just put into our course some game clips. Like I've said in previous podcasts, we weren't able to run it as much in our man as we were as our matchup zone, but we're going to tweak that this summer. And hopefully get you some more game film and some stuff obviously next year. And I'll just keep adding it to the course as we kind of go along in the funnel down defense. And then I want to be able to do it out of a couple other sets too. And then we just keep adding stuff. So I think, this summer we're going to have another, Q&A for the people that have bought the class and have specific questions and want to going to do a deep dive into the funnel down. So a lot of really good things. Prices are going to be going up on that funnel down. We had that introductory price and jumped a little bit, but it's going to jump a little bit more, especially by next fall, as kind of people kind of pivot into it. So if you're thinking of joining the funnel down defense, now is the time. Go over funneldowndefense.com. I will also put down below the link for you. And I'm always email away at steve@ttroops.com if you have any questions about your team and how Funnel Down can help you win more games in less time. Soon. Bye. People that were not able to make it. So put in the chat. I think everyone can do their chat. Put in the chat where everyone's from. I'm intrigued. If you're not on your phone, if you're on your computer, all good. But Idaho, I've been to Idaho. I've only not been to two states in the continental United States. I want to visit. So if anybody's from Washington and Alaska, those are the only two states I have not been to. Michigan, all right. Nebraska, Mississippi. I'm looking for the Wisconsin people because I'm going to boot them out. No, I'm just kidding. But I know there's a couple. Massachusetts. My son was just texting me. He's in Vermont going to school. Iowa. Corn country, just like Wisconsin. I'm going to give everybody a couple minutes here and let them in. California, a couple Californias, another Iowa, Ohio. My sister-in-law lives in Columbus, so I've been to Ohio a lot. Alabama, I don't see any Floridas. A couple Californias. Arkansas. I always think of, does anybody else think of the when the Razorback, that was in the Clinton era when they were really, really good. Everybody remember that era? That was Nolan Richardson, I think, was that stretch. PA, PA, a couple PAs. Erie. We usually stop in Erie. Hey, my, we had to stop in Erie to get a COVID test taking my son to college. So we drove into Erie, actually. I think it was Peach Street. We usually stop at Peach Street. That's a funny one. I won't repeat one of them. That's pretty funny. All right. I'm going to give everyone a couple more minutes here. And then we will go down what I think is our secret sauce. Which is, I'm trying to, we were trying to, my staff and I, John Morgan, who kind of helped me do that, who's kind of the orchestrator behind, him and I behind this. There's a Florida. Is how long we've been running this. I would put it at 7 to 8. I don't think we ran it with our 11 team, but we don't remember the exact year that we kind of implemented this. I'll explain. You'll love some of the terminology because it's definitely Wisconsin terminology, but yeah, we'll talk about some of that stuff. And again, you can name it anything you want, but it's worked for us. So when we talk specific things with the guys, they just kind of know what we're talking about. All right. Anybody else? Any of the new people coming in? Were you from Oregon? Arkansas? We don't have any Wisconsins in there. That's good. I don't have to boot anybody yet. All right.
I got your state of Washington, coach.
You do? Thank you.
I'm up here. You got to come see us.
I know. I told you that the other day when we were talking. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. It's on my list. It's on my list. All right. Let's let me get started. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about how this came about and, you know, why the funnel down defense is what it is right now. And you can thank COVID for it. And I'm going to share some of the secrets. I'm going to share some of the stuff and the stuff I share today. If you just do this, I can't guarantee you're going to win more, but I guarantee you can put it in and I guarantee you're going to be successful. And if you're, you know, a team that's not doing what you need to do defensively, this will be better. So even if you get in, you know, the first couple steps that I'm going to explain to you, which is really simple. And I'm not saying at any point it gets difficult, but when we start tweaking things and we start working, doing it with a zone and a man and doing some of those kind of things, it changes a little bit. What I'm going to tell people too, if you have questions, I'll do them at the end. I'll answer questions and stuff like that. I was going to do this on my whiteboard and then you got to love technology. So I'm going to do that later, probably on a Q&A and stuff where I'll get in front of a whiteboard and do some stuff. And there's some angle things that I want to show. But anyway, so save those for the end. We'll put those in the chat. You know, I've telling people to put where they're from. But, you know, if you think of a question or something, throw in the chat and I'll try to scroll through those at the end. All right. I'm going to share my screen. I'm going to go back and forth. This is the way I teach every day. So I'm going to go back and forth. What was I teaching today? I was teaching normal distributions and Z-scores. Many of you are stats geeks. And I was talking about the average height of a male in the U.S. is 5'9", with a standard deviation of about 3 inches. So that's what I was teaching today in class. But anyway, I bird walk. I do that in class too. But I'm gonna share my screen and I'm gonna jump back and forth because I don't like just looking at the screen. But I'm gonna go back to that kind of origin story why I started this. So I'm a believer in different types of defenses. You know, we run funnel down. We have run it the entire season, but we're probably, you know, we run it 40-50% of the time. We run a few other things. We just try to switch up a little bit. What I love about funnel is I don't have to necessarily leave it. But what was happening is I was having issues with practice time. And this, some of you will love this. So we had lost a really close game, and I think I'd put in a couple specific defenses for this one opponent, and we had lost, I think, a box and one, a couple other things. And we had lost. And so, you know, I usually am the last one out of the gym. So I'm running home, and there's a Chick-fil-A by our house, or not by our house, by our school. And it closes at 10. So I was rushing out. I went and got Chick-fil-A, and I'm driving home, and I'm just going, I just have too many things, too many defenses. I need to have variation, but to try to narrow it down. I also needed to do a couple other things with teams that I didn't have some of the athletes, and I didn't have, you know, Wesley Matthews playing for me, or Vanderbilt, or a bunch of my NBA guys. So how could I do some of those similar things with the kids that are, they're smart kids, but they're not the athletes and stuff. So it was literally on a drive home on a Chick-fil-A napkin that I thought of this. And then I called my assistant coaches, and then it was one of those 10 PM to like 2 AM things where, and then obviously over the last 5 or 6 years, it's tweaked a lot. But all right. So let me share my screen here so I can show you a couple things. If you're listening, that will be fine too. I know some of you texted me and said you were going to be in the cars and doing other things. All right. So let me share not that screen. All right, hold on. Let me share the right screen so you can see what you need to see. This is what you need to see. All right. And I'm going to go, hold on. I got to move a couple things here. I was taking some stuff. All right. So I'm going to share. And can I get, if you see, I got to go back a couple. Does everybody see the funnel down defense thing? Can I get a thumbs up from somebody, or somebody unmute and let me know? I'm assuming you can all see it at this point. It's the guy.
Yeah, coach.
It's working. Yep. What do you see?
Terms. The screen says terms.
It does.
And it shows your main alley, gutters, and strike zones with your slide deck on the left side.
Okay. So I am going to stop. Hey, I'm a lot of things, but I'm not necessarily Mr. Techie. So give me a second here, because I want to show you. I was actually in my gym today to show you a couple things and to kind of expand that. So hold on. I got to get out of this screen. Hold on. I can't see everything I need to see. This is similar to my classroom here. Okay, what do you see now? Can you help me now?
Now I see you, Coach. I just see you and your microphone.
You just see me. Okay.
And your bookcase, yep.
Yep. All right. And my bookcase, you see this. That works. Okay. So I'm going to move this in here, and then I'm going to try something else. And worst case scenarios, I can talk through all this, but I want to show you a couple visual things that I think will help with that, like that little bit of that court and some other stuff. Okay. All right. So do you see a court that says, what do you notice?
Yes, sir.
All right. And now do you see, all right, thank you. You're going to get an assist today. I'm going to go back up here. Do you see court? What do you notice now? Do you see that?
Yep. And now it's just one slide, and you've eliminated your little slide deck on the left. So it's nice.
Awesome.
And big.
Awesome. And do you see funnel down defense now, right now?
Yeah. With one of your studs, Duncan.
I wish it was one of mine. Okay. So I'm gonna show you the first thing. So this is one of my aha moments that I'm gonna share with you. Is what do you notice about this court other than it's not my court? It's the Belmont court. You notice a volleyball court, okay?
Yep.
Most of you have a volleyball court on your basketball court. I would guess most of you do. Okay. So what you have right now is you have a volleyball court. So you have the funnel drawn on your court. Okay. So I've coached volleyball for 7 years, 7 or 8 years. And outside of this volleyball court is where we're going to try to shrink the court. So, oops, there was a problem there. Hold on. Something happened with my PowerPoint. Ooh, it just crashed. But anyway, outside of that court is a small funnel. A volleyball court is about 30 feet wide, and a basketball court is about 50 feet wide. So we are, so I'm guessing it's like 28 and a half for a volleyball court. So what I'm telling you is we are trying to funnel people into the 40% of the court. And the reason we do that is it just makes it a lot easier. First of all, it takes them out of their offense, but it makes it easier for my players. Everything I try to do is to make it as simple as possible. And that volleyball court helps because it's drawn on the line. Any of you that have run pack line or other types of defenses have probably gotten out that painter tape and put it on the court. Well, we don't have to do that with the funnel down on most courts. Now, I did see a court recently that didn't have it. But most courts have that where, we know where we need to funnel them, and then I'll talk about the terms that we use here in a second. So let me try to reload this again. What I'm going to do is I am going to not go all the way open. I'm going to leave it like this. It'll just be a little bit easier for you to see. All right. So I'm in Wisconsin. There's a lot of bowling alleys, a lot of bars, a lot of churches. If any of you have been to Wisconsin, those three things, there's a lot of those. Okay. So what we named that area was the gutter. So we are trying to push our teams to the gutter at all, the other team to the gutter at all times. Okay. We do it in the full court. We do it in the half court. We're always trying to get them to the gutter. The alley is where we don't want. We want the alley because we're the bowlers and we want everybody else out into the gutters. You can take the name for whatever it is, but we're in Wisconsin and we're trying to get them to the strike zone. And I'll show you what the strike zone is. So ideally when we run this, we want everybody in the gutter. We want to get them to the strike zone. But what we really, really want is them on the left side of the court. Now, I'm a realist and I'm a high school basketball coach and I see my guys from November to March. That's all I see them is from November to March. Okay. And ideally, I'm getting them on the left side of the court 50 to 60% of the time. So initially, I was always kind of trying to get it onto the left gutter and wasn't worried about the right side. However, the other 40% of the time, there were different rotations, there were different things. So what we decided is, as long as we're working on, you know, that help and that fake help and that gap, it doesn't really matter. Okay. So we don't care if they're on the left gutter or the right gutter. Ideally, most of the time we want them on the left gutter. But we're only successful doing that, like I said, 50 to 70% of the time. Well, what happens with the rest of the time? Well, it's in the right gutter. Okay. So we have gotten really good at keeping them in the gutter and out of the alley or out of the main alley. And that helped us. So that was one of our initial tweaks is, okay, we're going to, first of all, we ran against a left-handed dribbler. That was the first thing. And the second thing is, we were only successful half the time. So the rotations on the other side weren't as good. And I'll talk about maybe a little later about some other things as far as how we kind of do it. Why do we try to get them to the strike zone? Okay. I'm going to tell you why we try to get them to the strike zone. This is in my gym this morning. And no, it was not like a hidden agenda to show you the three state championships on the wall that are the pictures, like the Hoosier thing. I took it that way rather than the other way. But look at what happens in the strike zone. This is another aha moment. Okay. Even if they get past you on that bottom part, you have two defenders in the strike zone. You have the baseline and you have the basket, right? So I'm standing in that green strike zone right here. I'm standing in that. Okay. If you look at that, good luck. First of all, you can't shoot from high in the baskets. It's harder to pass to the other three. Now, Can they dive out of bounds? Can you do that whole like NBA dive? Yes. I've seen two kids do that in like 8 years and have been decent at it. Then we have to adjust to that. But most of the time, this is kind of like no man's land. It's behind the basket. They can't shoot over the rim. So I guess they can lean out. And if they're watching, they can kind of lean out and shoot. But that's why we really try to get them to this strike zone right here. Okay. We want to trap it. Now, we don't necessarily have to get them to the strike zone and the funnel down. That's the best thing. We don't give up. We don't want to give up threes. And I'll talk about the points of emphasis here, but we don't want to give up threes. We want them to shoot off the dribble mid-range, or we want them to go to the strike zone. Because I'm telling you, it's the stats teacher in me. They're not good. Now, they're about 3 or 4 percentage points worse on the left. That's why we try to push them to the left. But none of them are great at that pull-up jumper from 14 feet. They're definitely not deep short corner. So that's why we're trying to keep them in that funnel. If you notice this picture, the top of the key here that's in kind of the orange, that is the highest percentage shots that people take. The lowest percentage shots are outside. We don't want to give up threes, but we want them taking threes that they're not as effective at. So the top of the key one is one of the most effective ones. So we're taking away the least effective threes. Hopefully we're taking away all threes, but we're taking the least effective threes away, and we're trying to push them into this trap zone. Okay. Depending on where your team is in the progression, we're pretty good at getting people into the trap zone. It's kind of, I refer to it as candy. It's like a kid in a candy store. If you give them baseline and let them go, the rotations on the opposite side are so good that they'll go, and then boom, you got them. But obviously teams in our league have figured out maybe that's where you don't want to go. So that causes some of the problems. Yes, we are for, someone asked, you are forcing baseline. I am forcing baseline. I want them to go to the short corner. I want them to go to that spot. Now, someone asked that question, so I'm just going to jump at it right now. I want to force them baseline. Obviously, they're not as effective on the left side going baseline as the right side. This is a couple things. Your scout matters, okay? Our quote-unquote help is probably a half a step closer on the right side than it is on the left side. Okay. Because we don't want to give that open three in the corner. So we have to stop the drive when we push them baseline. But we got to kind of, it's kind of that fake and then recover. It's kind of like playing secondary. Cause what happens is a lot of times they get moving here and they're not sure if the person's that's in the helpline here is going to help. So they just drive in there. We take charges. They throw up bad shots. They just get going too fast. All right, let me keep moving here. I'll talk for 6 hours. Why I should play it. So I'm going to go through these very quick. It works in man and zone. We probably run about 50-50 percentage-wise. Two years ago, we ran a lot of 2-1-2, and we ran it out of that. This year, we'll probably run a little bit more 2-3, run it out of a 2-3. Just because of my personnel. It just depends. You run out of 1-3-1, whatever you want. It disrupts them, okay? Especially, think about every offense. I have a friend who's Mr. Princeton. If you've ever heard of John Wheeler, he is Mr. Princeton. I don't know if he's on tonight. Him and I are at some point going to have like a smackdown. I'm going to do this versus his Princeton. But if you think about even all those, the horn set, everybody wants to move from left to right, okay? It shrinks the usable floor. They hate it when they can't reverse the ball. Doesn't matter if it's on the right side or the left side. It disrupts everything that they want to do. It's crazy. Anyone can teach it. The rules are really simple. If you just do the rules I teach you tonight, your team's going to be better on defense. They're going to pick it up pretty fast. And in a week, you'll have it in. And then I call them the little nuances or the little tweaks happen after that. It's the only defense you'll need. We can have a discussion about that. Like I said, I'm going to be honest with you. I use more than one. But if you're to the point where this is the one you want to lean into, we have done that in previous seasons. You can run it with any type of athlete. Again, going to be honest with you, it's better to have good basketball players than to not. But this will give you a chance against the, as long as you're taking the threes away, this will give you a chance against the better opponents in your league. And I know from Teach Hoops members, I've always said, how do you beat the best team on your schedule? That's where you're, that's where your planning should start. Okay. So that's the last one there. Angles are bad. The types of shots they take, where they take them, how they take them. If you run this effectively, works. I'm just the math behind it. Again, math teacher, the math behind it and the little nuances. I am going to do some tweaks in the next, hopefully when my son comes home, I got to do a few videos. Like I literally wanted to just launch this. It's in the beta version. We've been working on it for last couple months. So anyway, but I'm going to get some things. I got to show a couple angle things and kind of bodies, but I'll, you know, I don't know if I'll get to EBF, but we always talk about ear, butt, and feet is the key. Earbud and feet, how you locate those when you kind of are defending the ball is big. Baseline and sideline are extra defenders. That's what I was showing in that one picture. It's easy to convert. This leads into our offense, which I obviously won't talk about. Zone and man, I've kind of already talked about this. If you're in a shot clock, and coach, I see you there. If you're in the shot clock thing, this works because If you run it out of a 2-2-1, if you run it out of man, you can take a good 6 to 9 seconds because they're trying to zigzag. They're trying to go back. And we're trying to get them to go fast. You know, sometimes we're just, you know, we're not letting them get around us, but we're just kind of riding them all the way down the court. It's one of those things that we're not zigzagging because we don't want to zigzag them. But there's times where they're bringing it up the left and maybe they'll get to the middle. Well, we're going to get over there and push them back to the left. We do have what we call like the equator, which is the middle of the court. If they pass the equator, then we'll push them to the other side, but we don't like that. You know, we don't want to go down there. It's too hot right now, blah, blah, blah. I make all sorts of funny jokes with them when they get to that point. Before I get to the next part, let me get here. Have you changed positioning on the line, up the line? I have, yes. So it is more of an open stance up the line. So as I'm channeling them, there's this nuance to it where you got to help, but you're really not helping. You know what I'm saying? You're channeling them. You're helping, but you're really not helping because you got to close out on that three-point shooter in the corner. Now, this is where the scout comes into play. If they're a horrible shooter, then you can help more. If they're a really good shooter, your fake is less. So we do that in some 2-on-2, 3-on-3 drills. We've basically broken the progression down. I think the last time I checked, it was like 25, 26 drills where we've broken the progression down where we're teaching them that quick open and then recover, a quick open and recover. It's hard because they want to close out and we're not necessarily closing out. We're running them off the line. How we run them off the line is the key. But going back to your initial question, it's that help. And we tend to open more than like kind of a help defense. We're like the scary monster orang. I'm threatening you. You know I'm here. I'm not gonna go 110 miles an hour. I'm gonna go 60 miles an hour. I see the cop over the hill. I slow down. I'm always use that with the guys. It's like if you see the police officer and you're on the highway, trust me, you slow down, right? If they see you in that space, they're going to slow down. I'm telling you, trust me, hundreds of hours of watching this, we've run it, they'll slow down. If you're not there, they're going to go really fast. If I don't see the cop, I go really fast. They seem to get that one. I don't know. They all speed. Yes, it's very similar to Chris Baird's defense. It's similar to that. We always switch. We always switch. Now, Chris doesn't do it in zone and some other things, and there's some other little tweaks. I've tried to simple it down to, like, my guys aren't as smart as his guys. We basically switch everything. We're still funneling them down. You know, the switch is a lot easier if they're already in one of the gutters. But we're not letting them go back middle. We're jumping that hard and we're pushing the other way. We don't care if you go the other way, because the other three people are in that help side. Okay. There's one bottom one that I got. There's one bottom one on the 2-3. So you switch ball screens. We switch ball screens. That's always one. That's always a question. So the other, like, there's been a handful of coaches I've shared this with. They've always asked about switching screens in the post. The post doesn't tend to be a problem because we shove them to the strike zone. And we try to front as much as possible, because high school kids are horrible, or junior high kids are horrible at the lob. But the ball screen and all of those are always the question. As long as it's not in the alley, we're okay. If it's in the gutter, we tend to be better. But yes, we show hard on that. Now, a tweak that we do to this that isn't quote unquote funnel down, wouldn't be in my Bible, is we'll trap it sometimes. If people are really ticking me off, we'll trap and rotate, and then we'll try to get it out of the funnel, especially if they're really killing us, if they got a guy or a gal. We'll just double that once in a while. Because to be honest with you, ball screens, switching and doubling, most high school kids don't like that. So we'll come at you. We're going to be aggressive on it because it feeds into kind of our transition offense and our kind of hybrid our hybrid offense. All right, let me talk about a couple three concepts. So I'm going to close this for a second so I can see it. You pin, you funnel, you trap is basically the three things we're talking about. Okay. We're funneling them to the baseline. We're pinning into the, so we talk, eventually when I release my offense, everything, basically my program is three things. Cause I don't know about your kids. My kids can remember three things. Sometimes it's only two things, but they can really remember three things. So everything we do is based on threes. So our transition offense, our transition offense, our half court offense, or out of everything is in the powers of three. Must be the math person. But we always talk about funneling, we always talk about pinning, and we always talk about trapping.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.